Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started a series, three-week series we're calling Free. And we are talking through generosity in this series, the generosity of a believer. We are looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9. And it's a unique moment where the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians. And he's actually encouraging them to finish up. They had started the year before raising money for the relief of the saints in Jerusalem. Something had happened in Jerusalem where the saints are being persecuted there. They're suffering. They are in need. And so across the Greco-Roman world, many churches were responding to that need. And the Apostle Paul writes to them and he tells them, you know, the churches in Macedonia have given super generously to this. He wants to inspire them. I think really through talking about what's going on in Macedonia, he talks about how, you know, that giving was the grace of God working through the Macedonian churches, that even though they were in severe affliction and poverty, they gave generously. And then he encourages the Corinthians to, they had started preparing for this offering the year before. And the Apostle Paul says, you know, I'm sending Titus to you guys, and I want you to excel in, you know, kind of finishing the work here. And I love verse 8 and verse 9. He says, I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. He says, I'm not commanding you guys to do anything. I want you to finish this work of grace, this act of grace, as proof of just your love for the Lord and for others. And then verse 9, and you may hear multiple guys on the Drivecast this week talk about verse 9. He says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Let me read that to you again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. This is the basis, the fundamental basis for why as Christians, why are we called to be generous people? Why is Paul encouraging and pleading with the Corinthians to be generous to people that they're probably never going to see, that they don't know? And you can say, well, they're brothers and sisters in Christ. Absolutely. They could say, it's a good thing to do. Absolutely. But Paul points back to the gospel itself, to this great exchange, where he says, guys, Jesus Christ left heaven. He, for all eternity past, Jesus the Son had perfect relationship with God the Father, with God the Holy Spirit. He's God the Son. He enjoyed perfect relationship and all the majesty and glory of heaven. And then he left heaven. He's still God, but he became man, was born as a helpless, vulnerable baby in the Middle East. And more than all of that, the ultimate poverty is that he went to the cross. He took on our sin, our shame. He was beaten, mocked, scorned, spit on, and then died in our place for our sin, taking the reproach of sin, the punishment for sin and the wrath of God on himself at the cross, became poor, died that we might become in him rich. By his poverty, we become rich. By his wounds, we are healed. By his death and then his resurrection, we are set free, forgiven, adopted, and now we have an inheritance in Christ. We're going to reign with him forever. We're going to be with him forever and reign with him. We have an inheritance that's kept in heaven for us, that's unfading, unspoiled. It cannot be taken from us. We are, the way I said it on Sunday, we're spiritual billionaires. We're rich. And Paul points to that and says, guys, because of what God has done for you, that's why we give. That's why we're generous. That's why we give of our time and our talent and our treasure, sometimes to people we may never even see or meet. We do these things because of what Christ has first done for us. The way I put it simply on Sunday, just two lines, I said, we give because God first gave to us, and we love because God first loved us. By his poverty, we have become rich. And if you want to get to the place in your life where you're saying, man, I want to be a more generous person and not somebody who does it to pat myself on the back, not somebody who gives out of compulsion or guilt or shame or, man, this is what you're supposed to do, but who really experiences the joy of giving to others, giving to and through the local church, giving to meet the needs of the poor. It starts by going back to your relationship with Jesus and dwelling upon what God has done for you and seeing and experiencing the generosity of God toward you and what he's done for you. And as you dwell on that and as you walk with Jesus, it creates a joy in your life, a love for him and for others, and it overflows out of you into a wealth of generosity for others. Let me take a moment and pray. I want to encourage you to then reflect and to pray as well. Father, thank you for what you've done for us. And Lord, would you do this in our hearts? Will you help us to fight greed, kill it in our lives? Help us to become more generous people because, not so that you'll love us, not so that we'll feel better about ourselves. God, because of what you have done for us, that Jesus Christ left heaven, came to earth for us and became poor, became a servant, that by his poverty we might become rich. God, let that truth infiltrate our hearts and change us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.